It's Inventory Full Time. We're going to be talking about some gamer culture stuff. Should video games have a rating system? That's weird. Also, we're going to be talking about who won at the Dice Awards. Don't go away. Inventory Full starts right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the fastest growing, I'm just going to say it, it's the fastest growing gaming podcast live on Twitch. Hi, it's Inventory Full. Welcome. Thanks again to the fine folks at Popcorn Talk for giving us a place to spew our gaming garbage. And thanks to all of you for coming out and eating it. I'm one of your hosts. Yeah, that's Mark Budonica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Budonica. I'm joined by the drummer extraordinaire.
The mask, bro.
What? What is that?
Jim Carrey, the mask.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's kind of, a little bit. That's Nate Miller.
What's up, nerds? Nate Miller here. You can find me on all social media at Dog Like Nate.
At Stacey Shuttleworth.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Shuttleworth. You can find me all over the web at Stacey Shuttles.
And that's Patrick D.
What is up? Nate went from, like, Sith Lord to Jim Carrey from The Mask to What's Up, Nerds. So I think you tweet at us.
I'm
let
a
us
renaissance
know the next
man.
Thing. I know. Okay, literally, you know, there's nothing you can't do. You find me at P to the D's on Twitter. Please tweet at me. I'm at Truly Slide, and your console of choice. What's up, guys?
It's Hey Pachuco-esque.
PC Master.
But not entirely.
What?
Oh, how dare.
Huh?
Oh, why not? Welcome to the show. We've got some cool stuff, some fun stuff to talk about. Nate, we're going to save what you were playing last because it kind of leads into your little bit of an adventure.
Right.
But Patrick, have you been playing anything fresh this week? Because you're a fresh... You're not a freshman.
A freshman.
But you're a freshness man.
Connoisseur of...
Connoisseur of
the latest. I'm chipping away slowly at Shadow of the Colossus. But I'm savoring
as
that
because
I want to do like a Colossus a night. I'm just pacing myself.
That's a good idea.
That way I can enjoy this game for quite a bit longer.
It's How's it look?
Stunning. It is unbelievable. Awesome. Like, it is a... It's hard to believe it's that same game. Like, it is so lovingly remade. It's it's beautiful. So I'm really, really just trying to just get through one, just put it down, get sad after I kill one Colossus and feel that deep in my soul and then go pick something else up, which
feel
has
the
been...
darkness grow.
I'm playing Nier Automata. I've been texting Stacey religiously. I'm like, so does it get better? Fuck this game. Wait, oh, I like this game. I like it. Wait, fuck this game. No, it's good, right? And like, she's been dealing with like all of this. I'm sure
that
it's a problem.
Exactly how I felt like.
And
this
I'm so
game.
Glad to have a voice to talk about it because. So I'm really enjoying, like, and we're going to talk about it at the Dice Awards, but it won RPG of the Year. Mm-hmm. So, and it really, I was at a point where I'm like, okay, I see what this game is doing. I got enough. I'm going to shelve this and go on to other things. Then it won at the Dice Awards, which is industry giving industry stuff. And I'm like, oh no, I should play this. These people know video games. So I picked it back up. Finally got to a point where there's some fast travel. Very excited about that point.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Game genius.
Always a good time.
I was like, wow.
Fast travel is a big selling point for me.
So, but I'll just say, like, the combat's dope. Like, you guys know Platinum games. Like, the combat I actually really enjoyed. I like the chip system, which allows you... It's just ostensibly the way you customize your build, right? So you can buy space for your chips, and then you can put in different, like, customizable chips. So you can cut the customization options in combat are really dense. So if you want to really nerd out about it. And they give you, like, shortcuts for shit. Like, if it's there's a vendor you can see that says, hey, optimize my chipset for defense or attack strength or whatever.
Because that was my next question. Totally. Sometimes when you get too much customization options, it's just overwhelming.
Totally.
And it's like, what do I pick? I don't know what's good.
And you can just say, like, make me good at attacking shit. And, like, they can do that for you. And so you can engage with it as much or as little as you want,
which I really
appreciate.
That's good. So then from there, you can dip into it and modify the preset ones.
Yeah, you can take the preset, which is how I ended up kind of dipping into it, because that's usually a no hands off, very overwhelming section.
Yeah.
But they make it easy. They give you a set, and then you can be like, okay, but I really want this, you know, ability, so I'm going to find a way to make it work.
Cool.
And it's similar to, like, old school, like, inventory stuff. We have like a space, and you move it around like Tetris, right? Like, you to fit stuff. The chips take up a certain amount of bandwidth, and it's a vertical thing, and you can buy more bandwidth. And so each ability, like, depending how strong it is, takes up more bandwidth. So, like, it's all of this constant give and take.
It's just like the, like, Kingdom Hearts with the AP.
So it's similar.
Yep. Similar where you have you basically have an allotment of power points that you can use.
Yep.
And then you get to use them how you like.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And you get their things that give you more, and the stronger ones cost more.
Yeah. Right.
Interesting.
So he's selling
me on this. I haven't heard anything about
that
combat.
I think the combat's way better than it gets any run. Like, it's really deep. And
60
a great
frames per second.
The combo system's great.
It's a big difference.
It's just... I still have a hard time. I literally texted Stacey this, I think at midnight. I'm like, I'd like an HD remake of this game that came out last year. Like, fucking what? I can't get over how bad it looks at certain spots. And the other thing is that, like, it is so, I'm sure this is a treatise on, like, what does it mean to be human? And, like, are robots people and all that? But it is so heavy-handed at the jump. It's like, I won't wreck anything, but I just got to a point where I saw a robot that was dressed up as a little girl and had a bow in her hair. Like, and it's like, yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah, robots have feelings. I get it. You're calling her a little girl. It's fine. Okay. So anyway, I am confident it won the DICE Awards, which we're going to talk about, that there's some very deep themes here. And I need to know.
So are you pro-robots or people, or are you, where do you sit on this,
look,
Patrick?
I, for one, welcome our inevitable robot overlords, and I view them as people or whatever they choose to identify as.
Well, but I will say, you're talking about this greater narrative. It didn't win Story of the Year.
I know.
Year.
RPG.
It didn't win Narrative of the Year. It won RPG of the Year. So in terms of all of that system stuff that you're talking about, that sounds pretty like a reinvention of, sure, of a theme, and I'm excited to see where that goes.
But it beat out Persona, which I feel like is also,
okay,
you know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But isn't Persona more about, less about the systems and more about like the story and choices, interactions, and like things of that?
But that's playing a role.
Is there combat in
Persona? Yeah, there's combat.
There's combat.
This is real time.
It's turn-based combat in Persona. And it's all very stylized, but no, I do think that the mechanics,
I think it would be very hard to justify a turn-based RPG winning RPG of the Year in 2017, not to any detriment to the games. It's just that you just lose a lot of momentum, and like, I can imagine with Persona, for a style reason, it makes sense.
Like
the South Park game, still a great RPG, but it is turn-based. So that's interesting.
And there's one more thing I want to comment on, because I so many other questions. It's funny, I want to hear what Stacey's up to. I think this thing does also really cool network feature stuff as well. So if you turn on network features, you run into Android, literal other gamer tags of people where they've died, and they can leave a message to you that their death message, which goes from very beautiful to dark and like just weird shit.
Yeah.
And you can choose to repair them and have a like drone version of them show up and fight along with you with their build as they died, so they can fight along with you. Or you can like harvest and get like permanent upgrades for your build.
Some chips for yourself,
right?
And
so you customize your own, like where you die. Like, what
that just sounds like another really cool, innovative system.
Totally, I think there's so many pieces that are made. Like the fact that you can leave a message to somebody who finds your body is kind of rad. I don't know. I texted, but yeah, I was.
It just
very
sounds like asking for trouble. Though.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so anyway, you can leave a message with preset sections.
Right. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like you choose a subject of
right. It's like an ad lib thing. Right. No. I can't leave penis. Fuck you. I can't leave that.
The stupid fucking game. I keep fucking that right here.
It's way too hard. Yeah.
Visit Penn Island.
I just hope it ends up being, but I think like we have some downtime. I'm excited about some of the titles coming later in March, but like for me, this was still kind of playing catch up on the games that I missed.
So. Oh sure, and we still got a little bit of time. Stacey, I know you're pretty hyped about this the Sea of Thieves. They had another beta this weekend.
I didn't realize.
That's the thing. To be honest, they've had a lot of betas. Almost a couple times
a month.
Well,
these weren't even betas. These were just stress tests.
Now they're a lot more wide open to the public instead of just people who pre-ordered or pre-purchased or whatever. But you had more time with the game.
How much time? Not really.
No?
Okay. So last weekend's stress test was great. I got to play for, 2.5 solid hours, no interruptions.
Sure.
This one, my game crashed every, 20 minutes, very frustrating. Very stressful. So,
Gold Star, Mark.
The people I was playing with weren't having this problem, so trying to join back up. Luckily, they do have a join back feature, which is really nice if you can join and then play the game smoothly, but then it kept happening.
Was it a crash locally, or was it like a network crash?
I don't
Do you just disconnect
from
the service, or was your
box
resetting?
My game just completely froze.
Just locked up?
Because I was playing right next to my husband. We were playing together on the same team, and his game was fine, and mine just kept crashing.
He's playing on a separate box, and your box is locking up.
Well, so.
Huh.
Well, they're playing PC. Boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry. PC We're masters. The console nerds. Yeah, I'm literally. No. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So then it could have crashed for a myriad of reasons.
Exactly.
Drivers
anything.
And a bunch of like.
Could have been anything.
You could have looked at it the wrong way this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Exactly.
Why I can't PC game.
So it still looks great. I just didn't get to actually play it very much.
I'm sorry.
Because we quickly gave up on that attempt. to play something else.
That is a bummer. Did you get a chance to play anything else?
I played so many little bits and pieces of things this week. I don't feel like I made substantial progress on anything. I played some Assassin's Creed. I went back to Nier and started that again. I started Night in the Woods again. I played some Overwatch, but I didn't play anything really like in depth this week.
Into the Woods is the next game I'm texting you about.
Please,
I bought it for Switch.
I bought that on my iPad to play on my trip, and I couldn't get it to run. It just kept crashing. Oh, I was super bummed. I was going to be like, hey, guys, maybe. Guess what I played?
Yeah. Bad port, maybe?
Psych, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Sucks. And I think maybe it's for a later version of iPad that can run it, but mine shouldn't be able to run it.
Should be able to. Should be optimized for it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, too. But I was the same way this week. I didn't really, I'd set aside time to play. I got like a little bit of a chest cold on Tuesday, and I was like, I don't want to do anything. So, a little bit of Breath of the Wild here and there. I'm still not
just doing dungeons or.
I'm still just trying shrines. To find shrines without looking up a map.
Right.
But I'm just about at a moment where I've combed up and down the map. And I'm like, okay, I'm not finding stuff. Oh, I have to do the shrine. You have to do missions to unlock shrines.
Okay.
And I have a bunch of those stacked up that I haven't done yet. But cool. I got the Master Sword a little while ago.
Okay.
I know that the Hylian Shield is like in the final area, and it's one of the last items that you can get before facing Ganon. So I'm like, I'm almost to the point where I'm going to get to endgame and then maybe pick up the Champion's Ballad and the DLC.
Is it a spoiler to ask about weapon degradation for the Master Sword? Like, is that I don't want to wreck anything for anybody, but like, does that degrade the way every other thing
it
does?
Doesn't
all those
break.
Branches? Okay.
Well, I think it can break, but you can get it again. If you don't use it, there's certain types of creatures of darkness that it works the best against.
Okay.
And then there are others where it works just kind of like a standard weapon. And then it loses its charge. And then it has to recharge again.
Time-based?
Time-based.
Okay.
Time-based.
Okay. Cool.
So it's just, you can use the Master Sword again. It's worth it. But in terms of the shield can break. You just need to get it reforged. You just have to have, two diamond and
the components,
a lot of hard to find components.
Yeah,
but either way, once you get you can own a house in this game.
Yeah,
and you can get weapon stands. So any of the important story or strongest stuff that I have, I just go to my house and I hang them up so that when it's time to face Ganon, I just pick up all of my big expensive shit and then I go out and I'm gonna wreck the hell out of this calamity that is Ganon. But I also been playing a lot of a Puzzle Fighter, which is
really?
Just a mobile puzzle.
Yeah, what inspired you to pick that up?
Well, I've had it for a bit. Puzzle Fighter's just always been a favorite of mine since back in the day.
Cool.
But their mission system is you have three missions, which is just versus computer. They reset every 8 hours, or you can use gems to get new things. Or
sure.
You can play online. I play it so infrequently that I just know when the refresh on the missions are. And so I play I play maybe 6 rounds a day, and that's fine with me. Cool. And I unlock new characters and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a fun little time distraction. It's a mobile game. That's what it's for. But Nate, you had a little bit of a field trip this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I took a trip to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, I went to the Museum of Pop Culture that they have.
What do they have there?
It was really cool. They have a great science fiction exhibit, and there's a fantasy horror stuff just about the different writers and stuff. And I also found there is a Indie Game Revolution is what they call it.
Okay.
Something sponsored by Nintendo. And basically, it was this really cool hall that had about 10 different stations, and it looked like they were providing Switches to play a bunch of indie games.
Oh,
there were some iPads.
Cool.
There were some iPads. There were some PCs for different games. But there was a bunch of games I'd never seen before. Some games I had seen, Papers, Please was there.
I love that game.
The Orwell one. Have you seen that one? It's
The surveillance one.
Yeah,
right?
The Orwell surveillance.
I played about half of that.
Yeah,
game.
That game looked interesting.
Cool.
A bunch of indie games. Rain. Some more stuff that you would recognize that I'm not remembering.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
but it was really cool. They had some cool videos of developers also talking about the process and stuff, and a lot of interesting information. Apparently, there's a big community of indie game developers in Seattle.
Yeah,
isn't that part of the reason why PAX is there, other than the fact that that's where Payne Arcade is?
I had no idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah, PAX is a huge indie game. Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, I kind of knew, but I kind of forgot that that's where Microsoft's headquarters was.
Right.
And so I was not thinking about all the tech stuff.
Valve, and then also 343 is up there. Yeah. And Yeah, oh, so it's a huge, not only like, so there's like a huge AAA scene, but also like a lot of indie games are out there as well. So
yeah, but it was really cool. So I went around and played a few games, and there was one game that I saw that attracted my attention.
What is that?
I have no idea how to say it.
Tenya Wanya Teens?
Right, that thing. So
we're looking at a joystick with 16 buttons.
16 buttons. So when we first started the game, all of the buttons were white.
Okay.
They were all white. So, if you want to play the video...
Yeah, we'll switch over to the video.
I went to the museum with my mom, so I'm playing this game with my mother.
First of all, we're just on the starting screen said fart.
Right.
Yep.
So, so you move the stick around, and it moves your person around. So all of the buttons do something different.
Okay.
Did you just pee on an angel?
No. So there's like little toilets.
Oh, it's a toilet.
Yeah, it's a urinal. And then, so you're supposed to pee in the
and
urinal.
And killed it?
And then, it makes it go away and you get points. So you're supposed to figure out which activity to do on each thing.
You
and
just told the girl I love you and she died.
So,
this is terrible.
You missed it. You missed it earlier. But it starts with just the farting, so you have to chase the skunk down and fart on the skunk. And then after that, it's like, all right, fart on the skunk, but also pee in the urinal. And so here we get to this part, and now it's like, now be a bear. It's the fish salmon out. So is this? But the funny thing was, so we have those big 16 buttons.
Every button has something different.
All the buttons were white. So as it added things to do, it would add the color of the button.
Yeah, how cool.
And then it would show the color. So you had to figure out where it was. But the cool thing was, as it went on, it would move the colors around. So you'd have to keep looking to find them.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really interesting, but it was not at all what I expected. I thought it was going to be some like kids game. I mean, I guess it is a kids game, but
how'd your mom do?
Wildly inappropriate.
She
almost beat me. She was ahead like the entire time.
in the water.
But she did lose track of which one she was a few times.
Okay, yeah, that happens. Yeah. I mean, that's just a mom thing.
Right, so it's a rookie mistake. She'll get there.
Yeah, guarantee.
I tried to do the bish. I can't figure out how to drink the water. I'm telling it I love it. Now I'm peeing on the urine. Yeah, it's just a...
Don't pee in the sink, wild. Nate!
Oh, you're rocking the mic. That's good.
Yeah!
Nice.
This is amazing. Like, what a game.
Person to go to sleep gets extra points there.
Oh, dude.
And then I won.
Wow.
Yeah. It was,
sleep that put you over the edge?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fine. Wow.
Yeah. I was like a couple of thousand points.
Damn.
I think it was like just,
That is, what a fun game to play, like, in a party, like, to have, like, a bunch of people over, and then, like, other people can be drinking in the background.
It was really interesting. I had much more fun than I expected to.
Yeah, it looks rad.
I expect this to pop up in Chuck E. Cheese's and Discovery Zones around the continental
Dave
United
and
States.
Dave and Buster's. I want to do that in
that's a great Dave and Buster's game.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be great, right?
If you are in Seattle, and you haven't been to the, Pop Culture Museum, go check it out.
Or if you're visiting Seattle.
Yeah, or if you're visiting.
I think that's pretty great. Right. I'm glad you got to go.
I had a great time.
Yeah. Any other highlights? Cool. Anything else you saw you loved?
I mean, they had other cool exhibits there. We went on a cool tour of the underground. Apparently, Seattle had like a terrible fire
and burned down.
And so when they rebuilt everything, they told everyone, you have to build your buildings at least 3 stories high because the first building is going to become the basement. Mm-hmm. And they ended up, over the course of 14 years, raising the center of the roads up and then building new crosswalks. So there's this whole underside for like 33 blocks. That's like, now it's all terrible and condemned and smells and there's rats and stuff. But
Jesus.
It was a big thing for like, gambling and other illegal things.
That's sort of like in LA where the lizard people live.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
We just got 50 bits for peeing in sinks. Thanks,
hey!
Thanks, nerds doing stuff.
Jeez.
All right. We did it. You brought up Papers, Please. I just wanted to mention really quick, if you know about Papers, Please, or if you don't, there is an official Papers, Please short film that was released on Steam and YouTube. So it's about 10 minutes long, not including the credits, but it's sort of a base idea of what
Papers, Please is. And what that is you're sort of a border patrolman that is controlling who gets to come into your country of Arstotzka. And there, as you get through the game, there's a lot of more political intrigue and refugee stuff. Like it gets really dramatic to the point where you're trying to help these people, but ultimately you need to.
It's at odds with your job.
Yeah,
yeah.
And your family, like and you need to provide for your family.
Totally, it just breaks my heart every time I think about this.
So it draws the line, the morality line of, well, how far can you go to help people? How far will you go to help people before you stop helping yourself? Just, sort of a thing. It's 10 minutes. You can go after the show, not right now, and check it out. But it's absolutely free. Whether you want to watch it on Steam or YouTube, that's up to you. But also, if you haven't played the game, pick it up, because it's one of those games that's so synonymous with Steam now that it's usually on sale pretty frequently. So put it on your wish list until it's $2, and then pick it up. E3.
I'm sorry, E3? What's that? Are we already talking about E3?
We got our first bit of E3 news. EA announced on Thursday that it will again host its EA Play event, which will take place in Los Angeles from June 9th to June 11th, 2018. Attendees will get to play the next Battlefield, lots of sports games, and, quote, get an inside look at the stunning new action game, Anthem.
They're making another Battlefield?
Yeah, it says the next Battlefield.
Is that the announcement?
This is a part of the announcement.
Every other year, man. I think they're going to be Battlefront, Battlefield, Battlefront, Battlefield.
But I mean, they haven't even announced.
No, they haven't.
They haven't announced that they're working on one. So they were just yeah, you can play this new game that we're working on.
Yep.
It's called Battlefield.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did they say Anthem is playable?
It says, get an inside look at the stunning new action game.
Yeah. Got it.
You get to look closely.
It's going to be a theater with a trailer.
It's going to be a VR trailer where you're inside and you get to watch everything.
Even better. Yes.
I will say, Stacey and I got to go to EA Play last year, and it was a lot of fun.
I know.
Especially because it was free. We got a whole bunch of Monster for free.
Yeah, you did.
We got to play Battlefront 2. Before we knew how terrible it was, we got to play Battle. Or before
you knew how terrible it was going to be.
Well, no. How terrible the loot boxes and all that.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I'm sure it was fun.
I was really bad at that.
You think crack is bad the first time you smoke it?
That's why I don't start it.
Do you have any more insight on that, or is that all you're willing to say?
Or just share right now. Let's do crack live.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's do this.
Share. I'm just saying.
Hold on, this is going places.
Crack, EA Games.
Ouch.
It's in the game.
One of them will kill you. One of them is crack.
I mean, EA makes The Sims, so I am fully on board with this statement. I understand it fully.
Challenge everything, Nate. Challenge everything.
Challenge.
They know what they're doing.
They are.
They know what they're
but
doing.
They, like, it was a good event. It was free. If you wanted to wait in the all of the sports lines, you could have. Why?
Right. What I mean is, that sounds like so much fun. Yeah, I would love to go to an event like that.
Cool, then you're coming with us.
Yeah.
Great.
Drink
all the Monster and for some reason not provide food, so then you have food trucks and don't make any money off of that. What's that?
I just want to ask you guys, I love that they got out ahead of this. This is our first announcement. I just want to take a pulse on the room. Do you think Bethesda has an event this year? I don't know what they have locked and loaded. I hope they go big and I hope they blow our minds. But to this date, we don't know anything that they've got on this slate.
Don't they say they have something they're working on?
Is it enough for an event?
They came out swinging last year.
I know, the last 2 years. And Todd Howard has said that the Bethesda Gameworks has got three big IPs that are not Elder Scrolls or Fallout.
Mm. Yeah.
But are we going to see those this year? And do they drop this year? Is it Doom? I'm really interested to see when Bethesda calls it. I was curious to see what you guys thought.
I think they will. I think we're going to get a Wolfenstein expansion similarly to how we did for Wolfenstein 1.
Great.
And they're going to announce it and maybe tease it.
Give me some more
but
of that.
But it's just going to be more Wolfenstein 2 instead of being DLC. It's just going to be a smaller title.
Great.
Probably not going to see Dishonored. Probably not going to see Evil Within.
Nope.
But they said they have those three things are probably going to be announced / talked about. But I think on top of that, they might tease something new with the Elder Scrolls. Something.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. What do you think? Sis, you were there, so what do you think?
God. Oh, that was still one of the most surreal experiences. I think that they're definitely trying to make this a thing, and they're building on it year after year. So I think it was successful enough last year for them to continue on with it.
Mm-hmm. And but was it? Like, those games did not sell. I'm sorry, like, Prey was an like, abject failure, and, like, Wolfenstein underperformed. I love those games. I really do. I want Bethesda to be successful. I like immersive sims. I thought Wolfenstein was maybe my game of the last 10 years. It's amazing. Yeah,
and their whole approach to the paid add-ons and stuff and mods, I think, has really had an adverse effect with the community, and especially them. Like, that was a big part of their presentation, too. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, maybe if they can not talk about that part, it'll go over well. But I think that was a big thing that led to why it didn't go so well, aside from, like, what you said about the releases.
Yeah, I think they didn't listen. Right. I think at the end of the day, if the scorecard is like, how did they do from like a sales perspective, this year was tough. It would be amazing if Todd Howard had something in a new engine, right? Mm-hmm. They've been working on something for 3 years and just had a wholly revamped engine. I'd lose my mind.
Well, what would you want to see, Stacey?
I mean, I always want more Elder Scrolls content.
You
know, now that you've brought up the Wolfenstein, I definitely am down for more
Wolfenstein.
Hell yeah. Skyrim on the iPhone. Yes.
Skyphone.
No, wait, I take it back. I don't want anything Elder Scrolls.
It's too late.
Hold on.
Fuzzy Games in chat says Bethesda are working on the Switch Pokemon game. Could you imagine?
No.
Now, not necessarily specifically that, but a major third-party exclusive for the Switch.
Maybe in the groundwork.
If anything, maybe not this year, but maybe an announcement. Hey, we're bringing something to the Switch that is exclusive for the Switch.
How about a Doom collection?
Modders are already doing that.
I know, I just saw that.
Modders are bringing every Doom to the Switch.
There you go.
I have a toaster that can play Doom. It's pretty great.
we're already talking about E3.
If Bethesda made a Pokemon game, you would play from the perspective of one of the Pokemon. And like the whole
that's like a Peter Molyneux
the king of the Pokemon, like,
trying to evade capture. Yeah,
that's a Peter Molyneux game, right? Like, imagine if you are the Pokemon, you are escaping the balls. Imagine a race car game where you are the road. He just says the most abstract
shit.
I kind of love it.
I miss you, Peter. He's going to make a licensed rubber game.
Yeah.
Hey,
movie tie-in.
I liked Fable. Okay,
no, Fable's great.
I'm not taking shots of Fable. Peter Molyneux. His just promises are unbelievable. Yeah. I talk about Milo all the time.
No, that's pretty.
Milo's dying in cyberspace somewhere.
Let
me out.
We're getting a
we're
new Fable.
Find out in 15
so,
years.
Yeah. There's something about Fable. If Xbox wants to bring Fable back,
yeah, but
they are.
It's not Lionhead.
I just don't know if it's like a 70-30 that bad versus good. Like, it's a 70% chance it's just not going to be good.
Yeah.
It either won't live up to expectations, or it'll just be a really bad remake. 30% chance it's really cool.
Maybe
I'm
it'll be
super
amazing.
Down.
Be optimistic.
Well, here's the thing. speaking specifically of... I can't believe we're spiraling on E3. But speaking of Xbox, we got the announcement a while ago for that Fable game, Fable Legends, right? That got canceled. Yep. The game that I bought an Xbox One for, Scalebound, got canceled.
Yeah.
So they've been having problems with third party. Well, no, it wasn't
first,
Fable.
First party
Fable
titles.
was first technically party. First party.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but Platinum. Either way, exclusive games. Yeah. They're still having a problem with exclusive games. Fable could be a step in the right direction, but I have no idea what Microsoft is. We have Scorpio now. We are the Xbox One X. I have no idea what their lead announcement could be for that. We don't have the time for that. Nope. Let's talk about the DICE Awards.
Yes.
Sorry for bringing up a topic and then immediately shutting it down. But so I lumped all of these in by game instead
of
by award.
Yeah, no, do it.
The
studio DICE?
Nope.
No.
No.
Developers.
I fuck up this acronym every time. It's largely it's a developer conference, right? Like, so it's all industry focused, and it's devs giving other devs awards for excellence in the space.
Like
so it's not just like a popularity contest, right?
Like DICE Studios,
like the games we liked last year.
Yeah.
Battlefront 2. Battlefront 2. Battlefront 2.
Clean
Battlefield 1.
This year was a sweep.
Bad Company out of nowhere. What?
Favorite game that we can't stop playing.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the big winners, of course, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild won Game of the Year. Outstanding Achievement in Game Direction, Outstanding Achievement in Game Design, and Adventure Game of the Year.
Yeah.
And I think it deserves every single one of those. Boy, is that game fun. Did anybody play Lone Echo?
Nope.
Because that's the VR game.
I know. I've been wanting to.
It won Immersive Technical Reality Technical Achievement and Immersive Reality Game of the Year. Fire Emblem Heroes won Mobile Game of the Year.
I'm wanting to play that.
It's I mean, it's free-ish. You know, it's freemium. So there's that. Metroid Samus Returns won Handheld Game of the Year. Not too many handheld games just in general this year. The Dice Sprite Award, which is like... developer costs on, and such.
Go ahead.
Does Switch count as a handheld?
I mean,
does it?
Judges?
I mean,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they, I don't know how they classified it for this.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Odyssey is a
handheld game.
Yeah.
I would say Mario Run is more of a mobile game, is more of a handheld game than a mobile game.
But I'm not saying mobile.
Yeah, it's, no,
the
I
category
know.
Is handheld, right? So that means like PSP, Nintendo DS, Nintendo Switch. I think
exclusively handheld. The fact
so
that
PSP would qualify, but
PSP,
Switch does not.
Vita would qualify, yep. But I think that's what it is. It's exclusively handheld. It's something that you can only play
I'm
on a handheld.
Interesting.
Fucking
but,
riot.
I, but I totally agree that the Switch
well,
is...
Well, I mean, it's all Nintendo's fault for blurring the lines, right? Come
damn
on.
Damn you, Nintendo.
Yeah, make it a console or make it a handheld.
Is it cardboard or is it technology?
How
I don't
supposed
know
to give
anymore.
They're just blurring all the lines.
I hate the blurs.
Loud noises.
We're going to have to change all the rules.
So the Dice Sprite Award is an award for studio size versus how well it's...
Right. I actually thought
received.
That's what it was originally, but it's like a function of resources. Like, it
yeah.
do the most with the most with the least.
Yes.
Right.
And the winner of that was Snipperclips, which came out for the for the Switch. Have you heard of that?
No, but
it's
I love
real
the name.
I know.
Yeah, it's
I
awesome.
I don't care about it anymore.
Snipperclips is real fun.
Yeah, I've heard it's so.
Snipperclips is fun. It's one of those first ones where, you're shapes and you have to solve puzzles.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah,
it's really,
it's really
clever.
It's one of the things that really sold the idea of just multiplayer on the go because you have the two. It was one of the main things.
Because
you have the two sticks with it, yeah. But that also won Fan of the Game of the Year, which I was a little surprised at, but I can understand why. Outstanding Achievement in Online Gameplay and Action Game of the Year, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds!
PUBG.
No one's surprised.
Maybe Action Game is fine, but...
I would say Action Game is...
Achievement in Online Gameplay should... That's a joke.
Thinking back on playing that.
Yeah. Between the netcode and the optimization and the lack of server division.
No, but jank is a feature, right? You're the one that told me that. Like,
jank
as a feature.
It's the back of the box.
It's a feature, but you don't give an award for it.
Yeah, it's the
it's
nice
like
jank
it's like
award.
An accidental
it's
yeah.
genius. It's not necessarily a positive feature.
Right. We don't want to encourage.
Yeah.
No.
That's going to
no.
be Battlefield 5.
Right.
Beautiful.
That's
shout
funny.
Out to
that
our,
was,
shout out to our
that
listeners.
Was the mask drumming again.
Yeah. But Action Game of the Year, I think, is pretty understandable for this.
Oh,
it makes you feel like you're in an action movie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Strategy Simulation Game of the Year, Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
I know.
Hey, Nate.
It's a conspiracy. It's a Nintendo conspiracy.
Well, I kind of guess that Nintendo bump.
That's about that.
Yeah. I guess War of the Chosen doesn't count because it's an expansion.
Yeah, probably not. Though I should have really looked up what else was nominated, but that probably would have kept us here a lot more. Sports Game of the Year, FIFA 18. Cool.
Sure.
FIFA's solid. It always sells the most, but
at
I
least
don't know.
It wasn't Forza.
I know. Racing Game of the Year, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
I can't handle that. What?
I'm not surprised.
That's the one that blew me away. Like, I have no problem with Mario 8, like, at all, but, like... First of all, it's a port from a game like last year. Like that's and.
But you want to talk about optimization?
Deluxe.
Stop.
Yeah, it's optimized. It's got new characters. It's got new music. New stuff.
Just
it.
Whatever.
Patrick.
People. These guys are smarter than me. I'm not pretending I'm weighing in on this.
You can't.
Mario Kart 8 is one of the games that. If you and a group of friends have Switches, it's we have to get Mario Kart 8.
Yeah, I get that.
And then we'll just hang out and play Mario
Kart
8.
I would love to do that. I don't have friends, and I hate everything. So
there's that.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit, but role-playing game of the year, Nier Automata.
Yep.
Cool.
Whoa.
Do you, as...
Yeah, weigh in on that, Stacey.
What do you think of the merits of it as a role-playing game, Stacey?
As far as what you're... See, I do actually have a little bit of gripe. I think the customization options are extremely expansive and work really well in the role-playing setting. As far as like side quests and like open world abilities, the game doesn't exactly lend itself to tons of side quests mm-hmm. and little extras that you can do. It is a very structured game in a lot of ways, and you don't have, unless you go back afterwards and revisit, you don't have tons of openings to really expand your own options.
I've spent a lot of time expanding my options, not knowing where I was going. That's what I've done.
Well, on that front.
I've run around and around and around.
What I heard Stacey say is, not enough books, 0 out of 5.
No
I
books.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Lack of
there
mountains.
There are very few books. You can't climb mountains. That is also very upsetting.
Oh, man.
Negative
one.
After you play Zelda, everything's fucked. I'll jump and run over something. She can clearly jump over it, but like, you know, because Link can climb anything. He doesn't give a shit. Like, she's climbing over everything. She can't do anything.
You have very strict bounds.
No.
That's the thing about
invisible walls.
Mm. Link will climb shit even if he knows he can't make it all the way to the top.
That's what I love about Link.
I know that we do that, but you can like climb around the backside of the map where there's nowhere to go and be like, what? But Link's like, I probably shouldn't do that. He's like, fucking whatever. I'm going to crab walk all the way over there. Yeah. So we need to make, like, I know we already did kind of our award things for the year, but we need to have most climbable game, most climbing in a game. And most books to read in a game.
Most books per square inch.
Books per game.
Yes.
Excellent.
And then the biggest sellout, because you call that shit out like nobody
minutes. True.
Either way, we need to come up with like our personal categories.
I want most music.
What game has the most music?
Most music.
Non-stop.
Skipping ahead, the game that did have the most music was Cuphead.
Yeah.
Because there were... each level theme had various versions that focused on that had different solos from different instruments, just in case, because they knew you were going to be playing the game over and over again. They wanted a little bit of variation to sort of freshen it up. Cuphead ended up winning Outstanding Achievement in Music Composition, Art Direction, and Animation, which, again, it deserves all of those awards.
I'm sure. I haven't heard the music, but like the game that won at the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be damned if that doesn't have some of the best music I've ever heard in a game. Mm-hmm. It is
Steve, if you're there and listening, can you just bring up any theme from Cuphead if you're not listening?
No, he's like, you want to hear some music?
Yeah, yeah, Patrick, got you.
We'll play some music.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep playing
okay.
for the rest of our
time. Okay, I see what you're doing. Yeah. And then Steve, when you're done, could you bring... No, I'm just kidding.
Making him pay attention at his job. Fighting Game of the Year, Injustice 2.
Right.
Fine.
Sure.
But not great. I wonder.
Nothing else good came out last year.
No. Because Dragon Ball came out this year. And Them's Fightin' Herds came out this year
Infinite.
As well. Infinite.
Wasn't
gonna
win,
that was so.
Should have been like Guilty Gear. Blaze.
Blaze Blue didn't come out with anything this year, did they?
Last year?
Yeah.
Didn't that come out last year?
Las Blue.
No, they're gearing up for it, aren't
they? The cross tag battle's coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
But last year they may have had an update, like a patch with more characters, but I don't know if it was a new version. Either way. Injustice 2, fine. Outstanding Technical Achievement and Achievement in Story for Horizon Zero Dawn. Now, we've all played Horizon Zero Dawn. We all have opinions on Horizon Zero Dawn.
Divided table.
So the right opinions are on this side, right?
That's the left. This is the right.
Got it.
Okay. But then there's also stage, whatever. I would call this award Achievement in Story. But that's just me. Congratulations to the team behind Horizon Zero Dawn, to Guerrilla. It is one of the most beautiful games to come out this past year.
Yeah.
So all of the tech behind it. Go ahead and play it a little bit in below. That's the
Kojima's Decima engine.
Goopy LeGrand will be this boss fight. It's one of the first boss fights. That really teaches you
so much. Yeah, you can't not love this. I get it. I was just
the music gets you hyped. You're like, man, especially when you lose, but you're like, oh, I get to be hyped again. But
keeps you going.
It keeps you
going.
It does. Great. I wonder how much more of this music I'll be. I wonder what happens next in the music.
Cool. Yeah.
And though it is weird hearing it without all of the sound effects from the various bosses, like the words and the this and the that. But. Man, is this album great.
So good.
Outstanding Achievement in Sound Design. This actually did surprise me. Super Mario Odyssey. I was pretty surprised for sound design.
So let me ask you this. I was going to ask you specifically about this. Because the one thing I thought was a cool trick that I just saw, because I've actually never played the game. I've just seen video of it running. Where you go from like a 3D world into the 2D stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember the score going literally from this like orchestral 3D composition of Mario to that 8-bit but didn't miss a note, right? So it pivoted to a flatter sound, like an 8-bit version of that, but also all the sound effects then became flat. And like to me, that was really impressive. And that's the only example I can even think of.
Well,
just
even
watching
then, there is a little bit of a, with the pipe noise,
yep.
that provides a little bit of a buffer so the transition doesn't have to be as smooth.
Oh, God, it goes.
So it goes. And then you're back
in. And then
in
picks and back up. Yeah. Okay. Still cool.
Yeah. It's still cool. And a lot of cool designs and original stuff for this. It's kind of got the Banjo-Kazooie thing of you talk to somebody like, like they're not actually speaking. So sound design, interesting.
The robots were so good in Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes. There's a lot of other stuff. But
they were so dope.
But
Nate.
Sound design... I'm very surprised that Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, didn't take that.
Because
that game is all about its sound design.
Totally. It
did win achievement in character for Senua, which is great. But I'm surprised that Mario, Mario had to win one.
Yeah, give him something. Yeah,
give him something.
We can't have Nintendo feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, for winning Game of the Year, Adventure Game of the Year.
14 of these.
Whatever, dude. But these are all of the games that all the folks in the industry were the best of the year.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's cool.
It's really cool. And to now be in a place where we're starting to play a lot of these again for the show. We can actually talk about them.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, that looks like fun. Anyway. All right, the last thing that I wanted to talk about, and we can take however much time on this as we can, but
what you got?
So
what are we talking about? This is serious. He's got a serious face on.
Because I
serious
really
business.
Dislike
serious
this business. This serious person, this thing. So as a result of
the Sith Lord comes out.
The hate will flow through me. As a result of a lot of the devastating shootings that happen around this country, and people say, nothing can be done. It seems like clockwork where the conversation comes back up about violence in video games and violence in movies.
Yep.
Now I have a quote from the orange one here. I don't refer to that person by name, so guess.
Sure.
45. Here we go. That acknowledges.
Too far.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Here's a quote. We have to look at the internet because a lot of bad things are happening to young kids and young minds, and their minds are being formed. And we have to do something about maybe what they're seeing and how they're seeing it. That was one sentence, by the way. This is also one sentence. And also video games.
Uh-uh.
I'm hearing more and more people say the level of violence on video games is really shaping young people's thoughts. And you go one further step, and that's the movies. You see these movies, and they're so violent. A kid is able to see the movie if sex isn't involved, but killing is involved. And maybe we need to put a rating system for that.
Genius!
What a fucking idiot! All right.
This is the most revolutionary idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, so we have the ESRB, and as somebody who used to be in the system when it comes to selling of video games to children, we would get heavy fines if somebody... And actually possible jail time, depending. If we sold video games that were rated mature to kids, they had to have an ID. And if they didn't have an ID, they had to have an adult. And even that's the stupidest thing, is because parents won't take credit for going in and going, whatever, it'll shut them up.
Right.
Because I can't tell you the amount of times where we have to tell the parent. We show them the box and we said, this is the game you want to get. For example, Grand Theft Auto. This is rated M for ages 17 and up for blood and violence, gore, sexual content, nudity, alcohol.
Drug references, yes. I know every one of those. I know.
We have to read the rated M. No, okay. We have to read it to them and say, this is the game that you're getting for your child.
I didn't even know that.
Is that okay? And half the time they're on their phone saying, yeah, whatever, just here's my credit card. They're just shoving the credit card in your face and just whatever, shut my kid up. But let me tell you. The couple of times, and it's only been a couple, the couple of times where I start reading what it is, and I, to be fair, the violent stuff is whatever, but the second I get to sexual content or nudity and the mother has turned over to their little boy and just stares at them like, what are you trying to buy, you little piece of shit? Yep. So these ratings are, they're there. These were imposed by the government back late 80s, early 90s because of Mortal Kombat.
So I just want to be clear on that, though. They weren't, right? So this is the video game industry trying to get out ahead of being regulated by the government. The ESRB is a collection. They roll up to EA and Activision and Bethesda. Mm-hmm. They work for the people selling the games, right? So this was the video games industry's attempt to self-regulate so the government didn't have to.
Okay.
Because thank you for correcting me on that. Very ugly down the road. So like, again, it's a weird like conflict of interest. And like when the ESRB came out and said, oh, we don't think loot boxes are bad, because like, guess what, we work for the guys selling the fucking loot boxes. That's one thing, but so anyway, I wanted to be clear on that point. And
thank
then
you.
Also and I'll let you finish your point, but I think there's like two different issues here, right? Like, we can get back to the orange one's take on gun violence, but like he's conflating two very different things, and I'll let you finish your point.
No,
and it
please.
Just drives me crazy. This is a much bigger. I think it's so obtuse. I think that is such an easy talk track to talk about film, and outside of talking about clearly gun control issues, and it's not arming teachers, it's not like adding more guns to the situation, and it's not. I think there's like a mental health issue as well, but like I think we have to solve. I'm so sick of this parallel, and again, I don't want to have this ever be this political show, but like, I heard over and over from a bunch of gun nuts who kept saying like, "Look, you don't take cars away from good drivers when a drunk person kills somebody, right?" But a car specific example is to get somebody from point A to point B. Guns specific purpose is to kill another human being. Mm-hmm. So that is not a one to one parallel,
also,
and it's just tough when you can throw a scapegoat at it and like. I think even mental illness, I think that's a secondary and a tertiary issue that's also very important. It's a 1A and 1B.
Both. But yeah,
yeah.
Both.
I mean,
but
I'm with you.
Yeah, because, and even to go back to the metaphor thing, like, I hate when people do that because no one's trying to take all of your guns away.
Yep.
They're
no.
just trying to take the assault rifles away.
Totally.
The gun. Mm-hmm. So that's like saying, you know, yeah, it's a terrible metaphor because the two things don't correlate.
No.
They're not trying to strip away the weapons from every American. They're just trying to take away assault rifles, and they're trying to make them harder for people to get because right now they're not difficult to get.
No.
They're not difficult enough to get.
Yeah, it's much harder to get a driver's license to operate a car than it is.
I know. Yeah, think about the steps involved to get a driver's
ridiculous.
License, right?
Right.
Like you've got to be of age.
Yeah.
You take a written and a driving test.
And you have
test.
To have insurance,
fucking
and you have to
yes.
have a license,
mm-hmm.
and you have to keep paying for it,
a
and you have to register it.
Yes.
Cars are 1,000 times more regulated than weapons are.
Yes.
A kid can't drink, but he can buy a gun.
Yep.
Like there's a 3-year gap between being able to drink versus being able to buy a gun.
Yep.
And
yep.
and the constant throwing it back at video games is there's a lot of stuff, and I say this with experience too, where it comes to parenting. Ultimately, if you are okay with your kid playing these various violent video games, that's not on them, that's on you. I would tell parents all the time, it's like, okay, you want to get a shooting game for him? Here's Halo. You shoot aliens.
Yep.
You don't shoot people.
Purple blood.
Yeah. And there's it's energy beams.
Yeah.
There's a couple of like military-ish guns.
Until you get to Halo 3 and you're assassinating other Spartans, snapping necks and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
totally.
Don't talk to
totally.
It.
But it's one.
Don't worry, the parents don't see that part.
But it's one of those things where it's not you don't see a human face.
Yeah.
All
oh
the
yeah.
time.
No, I get what you mean.
And so that was my way of combating it. That way, it's like here, this is there. These aren't
sure.
humans.
Yeah,
you don't see people shooting humans. Don't get Call of Duty. You know now.
I mean, people have been reading fantasy novels about sword fights and warfare for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a. Oh, I should say hundreds of years, but it's just it's not a it doesn't train your mind to do something. I think the other thing that's really kind of hidden in that statement that he made is also like the idea that something can show a bunch of violence but not any like sexuality or nudity.
Right.
And I think that's not like a thing to brag about. Like, that's a backwards thing. I think, especially in this country, like, we sexualize nudity so much. Mm-hmm. Where if you go overseas, there's nudity on TV if people are naked. Like, no, right, there's not porn just on TV.
Right.
But if someone's changing clothes in, like, a show, it's like, whatever.
It's not necessarily eroticized. Exactly. Yes, totally.
Exactly.
Agree. Yes,
100%. And so that's a big thing that we have to deal with in America. And also our romanticization of violence. Like, if you just look at, especially, like, in the past 50, 60 years, kids, the boys play army. They play guns. They play... They play, you know, soldier. Like, they play cowboys and Indians. Like, it's kind of built into us to have this fight, engage, fight or flight thing, and feeding into that stuff. And to being able to do it in a video game, I think it's the complete obvious opposite. I think it being able having something to express those emotions. Mm-hmm. And also, like, a lot of these troubled kids that we see getting into these situations and shooting up these schools don't have friends, don't have a support system. So when you get into these games that have these communities with other people who may not be socially, you know, in real life they may not be socially outgoing, but on games they're able to make friends.
Yeah,
like, this is it's so far from part of the problem, it's part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. But it's still that unknown of, well, I don't know who is on the other end, and it's one of those things of that small percentage of stuff of interactions that happen that do lead to kidnapping or this and that,
right? But yeah, but it's swatting that stuff, and
this, dear God, the swatting.
I mean, that's
it's that small percentage of stuff that speaks to the rest of it. If only a small percentage of a particular problem was enough to dictate the rest of how something worked. If only.
A novel idea.
Which is tough too. Like, I think it's interesting. Like, I think that we need to, and whatever. I definitely don't have an answer to this. I just know that these. It really bums me out. Literally every time we hear one of these shootings, it's unbelievable. And, like, I think we have to take a really close look at, like, what this environment is in high school these days. And, like, how – I feel like most of these – I was talking to a buddy of mine whose kid was, like, literally just relates to school as a prison, right? Like, and there is a toxic environment there. The minute that you're liberated from that, you want to go out. And, like, the fact that we're driving kids back to these schools and just opening fire and enabling them by these shitty gun laws.
It's also the social anxiety that comes with social media and stuff. Like, we are growing up in it. So it's, like, some of us, like, it means a lot. Some people could care less.
Yep.
But when you're a kid and this is all that you've known
totally.
Is the popular, like, imagine, like, before we had popular kids at school, but they were just kind of popular. And you've asked who's popular, you might get different answers. Yep. Now it's like they have the most followers.
100%.
They get the most shares.
Yeah,
they have a viral video.
Yeah, 100%.
No one cares about me. Like, you. So that's, for me, this is where I really think at the core of this issue is mental health.
Yeah.
In this country, we don't talk about therapy enough. We don't talk about our feelings, especially for guys.
Yeah.
Like, God forbid you cry. God forbid you feel sad about something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get these youth that are bottled up and have all these emotions and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, because of our terrible gun control laws, it's easy for them to lash out in anger and hurt all these
And it's
people.
Almost romanticized that you go out with a bang. I'm going to fuck everybody else.
And that's
else
the
out.
Other
yeah,
thing, too,
are,
is
totally.
The new... That's why I like this recent cycle, because it's been less about the shooter and
more
things of that
kids.
Nature, more about the kids
and
what's been happening. So
I'm
hopefully
so
this does something.
Shift. Yeah.
But so many years of that, it's like, well, I can't – my life is already shit, so I might as well
–
exactly.
Yeah, totally
I might as well go out in a bang.
Man,
and it's just awful.
I agree. I'm so impressed by these kids this round. Like, they have been so outspoken. And
Emma Gonzalez, 2020.
Unbelievable, yes.
Like, why do we have to wait till they're 40?
No. She's ready now.
So great. I know.
God, did anybody see Marco Rubio's updated Wikipedia page?
No!
So, under his information, it said, died on this date, cause of death, CNN Town Hall. God, what a fucking idiot. Man.
Yeah.
If we get rid of that type of assault rifle, then we'll have to get rid of all assault rifles. And everybody gave him a standing ovation.
And he's like, fair point.
And then you look and look at his face and went, oh, shit.
Wait a second.
I fucked up. But yeah,
I just want us just take away all the guns, give everybody a sword. You can't kill.
It's like one person at a time.
Yeah,
unless you have a really sharp
go
sword.
Go check out Chris Rock's new special,
please.
Tambourine, directed by Bo Burnham. It's actually
it's
a very funny. It's very funny.
Huge.
But
it's interesting how Chris Rock, who's a comedy legend, we're like, yeah, okay, he's got a new special.
I know.
But directed by Bo Burnham.
Huge Bo guy.
But he's got a great joke about. He's like, you know, you never hear of a mass murderer, with a knife. Oh, the guy with a knife stabbed 33 people. You're never going to hear that, because what do they do? Like, oh, he got another one. Oh, he got another one. Oh, my God, he killed another one.
oh my god, I killed it. Oh, he got me. Oh my god, like.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. It doesn't happen.
They would have found a way to do that. Probably wouldn't have. Especially a kid that age. The easier it is to do something, the more likely it is to do.
And the good guy with a gun thing.
Ugh. Oh my god.
I hate that.
Stop.
And teachers with guns. Hey, Stacey, you work with children at a school.
Let's
put the guns closer to the kids.
What if the government came up to you and said, hey, you're in charge of children, we're going to get you licensed for a gun?
I'm just going to keep that in my closet next to the baking soda and beakers, you know.
Just like stressed out, underappreciated, undercompensated people. Like, yeah, sure, let's give them guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I like today's show.
On that happy note,
I did like today's show because we got it's an important issue, and it's issues like that that I think we need to talk about a little bit more and keep out there. The kids from that school are kicking ass, and there's going to be a march.
Yes,
and man, all of the colleges that are like, no, we don't care if you get suspended. It's not going to look badly on your permanent record. Quote, permanent record. Congratulations. We live in a world where we don't have permanent records don't matter anymore.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they don't go to college and they do something else.
They do something better than
smart
college.
With their life.
But, yeah.
This is fair.
Yo. This has been fun.
Sorry to be cynical.
No, that's fine. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
You, Raphael.
So before we go, Raphael for life. So before we go, starting with Patrick, what are you going to be playing this week and where can the folks find you?
I'm going to try and finish Nier. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. If Stacey cheers me on, I'll definitely be chipping away at Shadow of the Colossus. Find me on Twitter. I'm Pete of the D's. If you need to pick me up, you just want to feel better about life. Listen, if you're home and you're watching the show for whatever reason and life's been tough and you're in school, talk to people. There are people out there who want to listen to you. Their life gets infinitely better after you get out of school. So anyway, Pete of the D's on Twitter. Please hit me up. I'll be happy to. Anybody needs to pick me up, I'm here.
Excellent. Stacey.
Stacey Shuttles. You can find me all over the web at Stacey Shuttles. I have no idea what I'm going to be playing this week, to be quite honest. I don't know. I got lots of things to play, and hey, I don't know where to start. I don't know. Tweet at me. Tweet at Stacey Shuttles and tell me what to play.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, guys. I'm going to be playing League this week. I'm at my series into gold, so that should be fun.
Hit
me on Twitter if you want. We can maybe play some normals. It'll probably be awful. And I'll be playing PUBG.
Yeah,
that's PUBG. Hit me up. We can play some PUBG.
I need to play more PUBG.
I'm down for that too. And Tabletop Simulator.
Yes, we picked up Tabletop Simulator. Patrick, it's something that can run on almost any PC or computer.
Yeah,
I highly recommend you pick it up.
Mac. Yeah, that should. It'll probably still
From the 40s. It's the Eisenhower administration. I bought it then. It's fine. No, I've got
as long as you get the bulb. I mean, just crank it up.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. I'm so good at cranking it.
At Dog Like Nate, hit me up on Twitter. We'll play some games.
And I'm Mark Biedonica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Biedonica. I'm hoping to pick up Dragon Ball Fighters this week.
Cool.
As well as Them's Fighting Herds. I'm in a bit of a fighting game mode.
Nice.
So,
I wish that was cross-platform.
Same here, yeah. But it's one of those things where I found it pretty cheap, pre-owned. So that's, instead of paying $60, I'm paying $40. Hell yeah. You can follow all of us here at InventoryFullPT on Twitter. Make sure you follow us and subscribe to us for more of that good stuff. We're going to be streaming some stuff throughout the week. But thank you to the fine folks at Popcorn Talk for giving us this platform. Thank you to everybody out there watching or listening. We'll see you next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.